This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
NFL owners listened to a presentation regarding bringing in gambling to sports. That's what we're going to talk about right here. Brian brought us live from the UT Pro Day is going to join us coming up in 15 minutes on your home of the Cowboys. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, saying owners were given a presentation yesterday in Florida at the league meetings of the findings of a previously secret study on gambling and the patterns of behavior that are associated with it.
I saw this. I didn't dig into it a lot, but I saw this. This is interesting.
Yeah, there wasn't many details on this secret presentation or the secret study that had been done.
And they were doing it just to kind of be prepared in case the gambling arrives.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's making a decision on that ruling from the early 90s regarding New Jersey that effectively banned sports gambling everywhere except for Las Vegas.
It's the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
Yes. So such reports are secret largely because the mere mention of the word makes Commissioner Roger Goodell either clam up or spasmodically say the phrase integrity of the game. That was Ian Rappaport's tweet, and then the story from Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. But owners heard an update on the technology available, so owners were up to speed when it is legalized. So, hey, if this gets legalized, how are we going to be implementing this? How are we going to be tracking it and protecting our game so you can all be educated on that?
And I'll tell you the answer, owners. Put a whole bunch of kiosks out and encourage people to gamble their butts off and take your little percentage and be even richer.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. How would legalizing the gambling make it any more dangerous than illegal gambling that's happening? It seems like by nature you have a criminal element involved if it's, illegal.
Well, I mean, there was, what was it, $10 billion gambled on the NCAA tournament this year?
Yeah.
Virginia probably threw that game.
3% of it was legal.
Yeah, so I mean, that's probably what happened. We'll probably find out a year from now. All the Virginia kids, they gambled on the game themselves, and that's why they lost it. And that's why we just can't have gambling in sports, except for in Las Vegas, where you can gamble as much as you want.
I mean, it is a legitimate concern, right? But
I don't think it is anymore for throwing games.
I still think it is in college because the kids aren't getting anything.
Yes, you're correct.
But not
because
at the NFL level.
Because my point is back then when guys are the Black Sox getting paid $6,000 maybe to be get to play Major League Baseball, and they're like, dude, I can get you $2,000 right now for this one game if you just do this. They're like, $6,000 for a whole season or just $2,000 to do this one time for you?
Yeah.
You know, and I know it sucks you in, and then they're like, well, you have to do it again. But I think now, I don't know if a gambler can give you that much money to possibly
not a professional athlete, you know.
Right. But to your point of college,
yeah,
yes, it still could happen. But as far as we know, through the NCAA tournament, I guarantee you it's been somewhere between $5 and $10 billion for the last 10 to 20 years, and we haven't heard yet of a college basketball team throwing a game or throwing the spread in the basketball tournament.
No, it's the refs.
Yeah, it was Tim Donahue.
Yeah, that's who's doing it. Yeah.
And again, you go to the payment. Maybe this is more evidence that the D1 players in the high-profile games are getting paid, right? Like, how has this been allowed to go on so long in college basketball and football with the athletes not getting paid? I'm coming – now, for a, I am still very disappointed with the NCAA, but I'm just wondering how many players are getting significant cash and they're not making a big deal out of it or taking bribes to throw games because they don't want to screw up that revenue stream, you know? I don't know how much it would take to satisfy a player, but – you know, something in the low six figures, I think, would take care of most 18, 19-year-olds. Albert Breer of SI.com added that representatives of the Buccaneers and Rams spoke to the group. Since sports gambling is common in the English Premier League, where owners of those teams also own Manchester United and Arsenal. The Glazer family owns the Buccaneers. And he also spoke to Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, a new friend of ours here in the G-Bag Nation, who makes DFW his home, NFL royalty, MLS royalty. And his family owns the Chiefs. He said gambling could become a factor in helping the league grow into places like China. So they're thinking big picture. Not only are we going to draw more revenue here for us domestically, but
it made sense. Have you ever gone to Vegas during Chinese New Year?
No, I haven't. But
okay. The whole city, all of Las Vegas is like, we are going to become Chinese. Like, every casino is like, we are going to cater for this time, whatever year it is, year of the whatever it is, dog, monkey, you know, they have the different animals. Yeah. I don't know what year this is. But, I mean, they cater the casino entrance and everything to every casino during that time of Chinese New Year is catered to the Chinese New Year because I guess they know that they're getting so many Chinese clients into their casinos during this New Year time. And so I'm just assuming Vegas, where you can bet on games, part of getting them in for the New Year is like, hey, let's make sure our sports books are really going because I just assume if they're doing that for that culture, that means that there's a lot of gambling money in that culture to get.
I believe you're right. I thought you were going to say, have you ever been to a casino and seen how many Asian people there are? And I would have said yes to that.
Okay.
Because it's very popular.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. No,
but,
I did. I thought it.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They have all sorts of games with Asian names on them for a reason. They, you know, at least my experience has been a lot of Asian people are at casinos. I don't know if that speaks to all Asian people that they all love to gamble, but at American casinos, they're quite prevalent.
Yes.
And friendly.
And once again, like, they cater.
Yeah.
To, like, hey, we know that there's a lot of money coming in from this country / culture. Let's make sure that they feel welcome.
There's a freedom point to be made here, too. And I can't believe it that for this long in America, we haven't been able to gamble on our sports, but in a damn red commie nation like China, they're open for business.
You can.
Gamble
you
your
just got
to
go west in America a little bit and make sure you stop inside the right city limits.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
You
yes,
have to
you
live
can.
In one city in the United States of America to do it.
Or, you know, get online, I guess.
That, by the way, that would have never happened with millennials in charge. Like, hey, listen.
Oh, yeah.
Sports gambling is legal right there. Okay, but what about our bet? No, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so is it bad for us or like? Why can they? Can we or no?
Mm-mm.
But here,
yeah,
just here.
Yeah, this will be a city of sin for you.
Oh, okay.
Go live it up. Won't this be an enchanted vacation for you?
Isn't that weird?
A destination.
Like, go to Vegas. Be free. The place of freedom.
Yeah.
Vegas.
Okay, and speaking of Clark Hunt and the MLS and how amazing gambling on soccer is, it is time for 60 Seconds on Soccer. Live here from the Rally House in Euless. Join us. We have 2 hours of show and 20% off left for you. Dak, a big soccer fan, is the story.
Oh.
Dak Prescott, if it's good enough for Dak, isn't it good enough for you? I think Dak Prescott's going to have an impact on American sports fans in DFW getting more interested in soccer, especially if he keeps doing stuff like he did last night. Now, remember him being an awesome sports fan of the Mississippi State Women's Basketball Tournament?
Yes.
He did the same thing for Mexico last night. Apparently, he's got a bunch of buddies. Maybe it's his Adidas connection. You know, Adidas is a huge soccer sponsor. I don't know if Mexico is an Adidas team or whatever the connection is. But he was there last night not only to stand and cheer for them, but as the players come out onto the field, it's become tradition in soccer where there are celebrities or kids or something to sort of greet them and wish them good luck right before they go out into the field. And Dak was there last night. We have a little audio, actually, of it, of Dak greeting the Mexico players and wishing them good luck and telling – this is cut 20 here for you on your home of the Cowboys.
My favorite team is FC Bayern Munich. I'm a big Lewandowski fan, but I like a lot of players. I mean, I like Chicharito. I love.
How you doing, brother?
How are you?
Having a good old time there, greeting the Mexican players as they get onto the pitch there at AT&T Stadium. Where they did go on to lose to Croatia 1-0. But, yeah, he was actually standing in there in the tunnel. USA beat Paraguay in a friendly 1-0. That was the final in that game as well. As the World Cup approaches, though, guys, we're getting pretty close here. It's becoming more and more unsettling.
Because we're not in it?
We're not in it, yeah.
Right.
4 years ago, we did 60 segments on soccer. Yeah, that was the level of excitement.
I thought it was great, too, every one of them.
And then you'd be at a rally house right now. We're at a rally house in Euless, and you would see all the USA gear coming out about right now. You want to buy the new jerseys that they're going to wear in this year's World Cup, and you sell a lot of USA gear.
They did unveil the new jerseys last night for 2018. It's like, oh, that's cool, man. Nice jerseys. Of course, they're not going to have the World Cup match on them.
We have new jerseys?
Yeah, we get new jerseys all the time.
What are we going to wear them in? Where are we going to play?
Gold Cup.
Is there not an NIT
tournament
for this thing?
there should be. I know there was talk of, what was it, Italy or one of the big European teams that missed out on the World Cup thinking about holding a separate tournament for the big nations. That
you guys want to practice?
Us versus Antarctica?
In the next cycle, I think they're going to add 12 teams or something. So
call your own
thankfully fouls. This won't happen again.
Did Don pull that off? Trump pulled that off? He's like, you will not have a World Cup without us.
Was that decision made after USA didn't make it?
It was in the works already. I can't remember.
I'm just wondering because I just know Fox Sports spent a whole bunch of money to get it and to promote it. And then once USA didn't make it, they were in big trouble.
I mean, they need our spending. We do a ton of it. We travel. You know, we're the biggest partiers at World Cups, and now we're not going there. There are a lot of people disappointed. So I wouldn't underestimate the impact of them missing as far as making sure it happens in the next cycle. But, yeah, hopefully that can counteract some of this anti-momentum that's been presented by the geezer boys on our team that couldn't get it done, Mike.
Oh. Yep. Come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.